You have found the Drop Podcast, recorded live at the spacious STL All Sports Radio Studios. The Drop is an unbiased, in-depth hockey podcast dedicated to the St. Louis Blues and all the hot topics within the NHL. So tell the ref, you don't mind the game misconduct penalty. You were headed to the locker room anyway to listen to The Drop. Here's your host, Lance Descott.
In this episode, we're going to be going over the Blues versus Canucks. This was the Blues' fourth game of the season. This would be the Canucks' third game. The Blues are 3-0 going into this fourth game, and the Canucks are 2-0 going into their third game. You know, these teams have both had some issues when it comes in the past, last year especially with scoring. I figured with both goaltenders coming into this game that this would be a low-scoring game and that the goaltenders would be key to who would win this game. The Blues played very well throughout the game, but Jake Allen started it out with a great highlight and a great save.
And he surveys the ice. And again to Larson. Now Henrik with it. Pass across. Rebound. Oh, what a save, Erickson, robbed by Jake Allen with a wide open goal.
Jake Allen was going so far to his left that he stuck out the right pad. Oh my, what a chance by Erickson.
Jake Allen actually made two great saves in that sequence, which, you know, these goalies, these good goalies in the NHL, the top goalies such as Jake Allen, and I do consider him a top goalie, they make these saves and it allows their teams to get opportunities to get down in the other end. And that's what exactly happened after these saves. And Tarasenko, he took advantage of it.
Now the Blues the other way, and a break for Tarasenko. In the clear, shoots, he scores! Tarasenko! And the Blues take a 1-0 lead.
Holy jump, and a great save by Jake Allen twice in front of the goaltender, and then down they go. Looked like a 3-on-3 overtime situation. And with plenty of speed down the right side, Vladdy Tarasenko continues his hot play. Here's the save here. One, and then there's a second one right there with the right pad before Steen came back to help out. And on a 2-on-1 break, just a blistering wrist shot.
That's correct, Penger. It was a blistering wrist shot. I tell you what, you know, from playing hockey for most of my youth until I was about 19 or 20, a lot of people say you don't aim. Well, I will tell you this. He was shooting for an area, and that's what you do. You shoot for areas where the goalie's vulnerable, and perfect shot, perfect wrister. And that wrist shot, folks, a lot of people think that a slap shot is great, but I tell you what, a wrist shot's more accurate. And in my opinion, he's got a better chance of going in the net because you have a better idea of where that puck's going. So the Blues take a 1-0 lead out of the second period. Back and forth, folks. I mean, goalie's making great saves. Allen just stood on his head. But the Blues couldn't hold the rush off, and Vancouver got a goal with just a couple minutes left in the third period to tie it up.
No holds the puck in. Bo Horvat. Centers. Berchie couldn't direct it on goal. Berchie to Branson. Hard shot. Rebound. Horvat scores. 2:55 to go, and Bo Horvat has tied the game in one.
The Blues just can't get the puck out of their own zone. You can see Ken Hitchcock, and that's one of his things. You have control. You get it out of your own zone, and they can't.
What a heartbreaker. The Blues had the lead. Just too much pressure being put on Jake Allen at the end there, and not much he can really do. That was Hovart's second goal of the season. Gudbranson's first assist, and Barchi got an assist. And that was 17:05 into the third period. You know, the Blues played well in this game, but they let this game slip away. And Vancouver wins it in overtime with a rebound goal by Sedin.
Ahead to Daniel. He's going to stay out, apparently. Daniel Sedin in, drops. Tanev, Daniel, Tanev scores! They've done it again. Chris Tanev, 1:40 into overtime. And the Canucks are 3-0 to start the year.
So the Blues fall to 3-0-1. Still have not lost a game, so let's be positive here. And folks, they're going to lose sometime. You know, nobody's perfect. I've never seen anybody go undefeated in the NHL. The Blues did have some problems getting the puck out of their zone at time, and that's what ended up getting them in the end. And I'm sure that Hitchcock and Mike Yao will make hopefully some adjustments or say a few things to the boys for not playing the best in their end during certain parts of the game. It was Sedin's first goal, and Tanev got an assist, his first assist, and that was Henrik Sedin, and his brother got his assist too. And that was a minute 40 into overtime. And the Blues lose this one. So let's look forward to the game against Edmonton. Edmonton's got a lot of young talent. They go into this game being 3-1-0. The Blues are 3-0-1. So it should be a good game. As of now, that's the Edmonton score. As of today, Wednesday the 19th. So let's hope the Blues can bounce back, which I'm sure they will. Not sure if Carter Hutton will be in goal and give Jake a rest, or if Jake will be in goal. I would imagine Jake will most likely be in goal for the Blues. Let's go ahead and go over some stats of this game before we move on. As I said, the Blues are 3-0-1. Vancouver improves to 3-0. The Blues had 24 shots on goal. Vancouver had 26, so pretty even. Power plays were 0-for-3 for the Blues, 0-for-4 for Vancouver. The Blues won 52% of the faceoffs. Vancouver had 48, so it was pretty even. Tarasenko, we know, is still red hot, gets his fourth goal of the year. Steen gets an assist, which will be his fourth. And Yakupov had three shots, so close to scoring a goal in this game. And great save was made to stop him. I'm sure he was shocked when that puck did not go in that open side of the net. For Vancouver, Horvat gets his second goal of the season, and Henrik Sedin gets a goal, and then Daniel Sedin gets an assist. Jake Allen made 24 saves. Markstrom for Vancouver made 23 saves. I'm kind of shocked that Ryan Miller wasn't in goal, but Markstrom did a very good job, and that's why Vancouver won. Nothing against Jake Allen. Jake Allen played well, too. The team just kind of fell apart there in their own end and made just too many mistakes towards the end of the game and in the third period. So with that being said, thanks again for joining me on this episode of the Drop Podcast. We'll be back again Thursday night, either Thursday night after Edmonton, or I'll do it Friday morning. Don't forget to keep listening to us. If anything big happens, news within the NHL, we'll have a special episode in between then. But until then, I'll see you next time.
This has been the Drop Podcast. You can email the Drop at theofficialdrop@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at @OfficialTheDrop or watch our videos on YouTube at tinyurl.com/TheDropPodcast. Don't forget to subscribe or download this episode and past episode on iTunes, Stitcher.com, and ShoutEngine.com.